Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go through approximately 6 shiurim on the halachas of Hanukkah, and we hope to cover the following topics, so those people over here should know where we're heading. Be'ez Hashem, everybody should have a she'ifa, and the she'ifa in this shift, the next 6 shiurim until Hanukkah, Be'ez Hashem, next week, is going to be as follows. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, well, the end of next week, basically. The Ma'aseh Hazoi. We're going to get to all the shaylos. First thing we want to get to is Poshut Pshat, is the Be'etzem Halachos of Hanukkah as they appear in Shulchan Aruch, Tofei Shayin Aleph, and Vachulei. The Ma'aseh, all the different shaylos that I'm going to get to Bochum and Yeshiva, to Be'ez Hashem when you get married, where to put it, how to light it, which type of oil, which type of weeks, what time, what happens on Shabbos when you go away for Shabbos, guests, all sorts of these shaylos that come up. We then Be'ez Hashem on both sides. Then Be'ez Hashem, we hope to go into some related topics, Legabi Hanukkah, for example, playing dreidel on Shabbos, Legabi Moktzer, we spoke about already, Legabi the Menorah, Legabi the Brocha, Vishoina and Achroina on donuts, the Brocha and Achroina, Vishoina on latkes, Ikebatoffel, Asach Shailas we have to speak about Lemaisa, sorry? Who? Gambling. Be'ez Hashem, if we get time, we'll speak about all of these in Yonim and again to Hanukkah. But first, we want to start Be'ez Hashem today with a Shtikel Hakdoma. I always like to start my Shurim on Hanukkah with a nice Hakdoma to understand what is Hanukkah. My Hanukkah, so the Gemara, right? The Gemara for the Kashin Shabbos, my Hanukkah, right? So Be'ez Hashem, today, we won't get to that many halachas. First, I want to speak out the Yonim in an introduction way so we understand what Hanukkah is. What is the Yisrael of lighting? And then the Mele Beis Hashem, it will have time today, or at least by day tomorrow, we should go into the Etzim Shadis of which oil you have to buy, which wicks you have to buy, which menorah you have to buy, v'choli, v'choli, v'choli. Okay, so as we know, the Rambam tells us, Perek Gimel, that during the second Beis HaMikdash, the Greeks ruled over Eretz Yisrael, and they made the most terrible, terrible decrees, terrible gzeiros on Klal Yisrael. What?
After the second Beis HaMikdash,
it was time of the Beis HaMikdash of time.
Oh, it was still standing.
Yeah. Now, the Ma'aseh, what happened was they acid tremendous things that we're not going to go into, maybe for a different time we'll answer it, but the Etzem, they were fighting Torah and Mitzvahs, right? The Ma'aseh, they came home, Baruch Hashem. We know that the Chashmonoim, who were the sons of the Kohen Gadol, came along. They ate a ganze melchama, and the Maisa, they won the war. They had power for Be'erech 200 years until Churban Bayis Sheni. That's the Maisa, the history, Adkan. When did the victory come? As everybody knows, Kiyadua is on the 25th of Kislev, is actually the day that they won the war. They came back into the Beis HaMikdash, and as we know, they found one pack of Shemen, which has enough to last for one day, and the nace is that it lasted for 8 days.
Sorry?
I don't know. Now, let's go back to Abayi's side. Let's go a few interesting questions and again to Hanukkah as follows. The most famous kasha that's asked already from the time of the Beis Yosef is the portion of kasha. Why are there 8 days of Hanukkah? There should be 7. Poshut. Why? They found one bach of oil. So that, and the Hanami, they found oil. And then it lasted for another 8 days. Now, one they had already. So the 7 days afterwards was an ace. So there's kama. I think there's a safer. Somebody once told me, a ganzer safer. Just to give to some on this question. So the first answer, I'm not going through all the answers now, it's Poshut not Chayesh. I have 4 answers for the oil. Answer number 1. Is the Etzem finding of that path. Number 1 day was already an ace. So that day was an ace. The other 7 that it lit for was also an ace. 7 plus 1 equals 8. Answer number 1. Number 2 is that, well, according to some of the Rishonim, they took this path of Shemen and they split it up into little portions for the next 8 days. And each day it lit the amount of a full path. And therefore, each day was an ace, including day number 1. According to some Rishonim, there's a different pshat, is that they poured the jug into the menorah, and the jug remained full. It just pushed it, get like keel refilling itself. That itself was an ace, even on day 1. According to other Rishonim, that the Maisa, after the lighting of the actual menorah, the oil remained as it was in the menorah itself. Again, we're not going through all the tzivut in the Beis Yosef over there in Hilchas Hanukkah. But the Maisa, what we have to know is Abada, there's 8 days of an ace, and there's 8 days that we are celebrating Hanukkah. Now, Rabbi Yosef, Ichob a Poshut Akash for the Olam. How come in Chutz Loretz there isn't 9 days? Smeik in the Yoma, just like every other Yom Tov and Chag, even the Rabbanon, we're going to say Smeik in the Yoma. So we made that there should be 9 days in Hanukkah. Listen to this, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, listen to this. So you could find an Achanami. Sofik Rabbonin. Or Rabbi Isai, there's a Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Moedik at Mamokim. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph says like this. He's Be'ez Hashem Yisborach. When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, B'mheiru V'yomeinu, there will be 9 days in Chutz Laretz. So all those people that spend a lot of money on their menorah, beautiful silver menorahs they have in the cabinet in Chutz Laretz, according to the Minchas Chinuch, akoponim, are going to have to, you know, sort of start doing some rechanges and some shiputzim over there to the menorahs in order to fit on another branch. As they state in the Minchas Chinuch. Oh my God, bye to Rabbi Isai. Okay. Beza Hashem Yisborach, I hope you're right. The Chassam Sofer in Gittin Daf Ein Ches has the following kasha. Chassam Sofer asked the kasha. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was Masad in the Mishnayis, why didn't he put Chanukah in the Mishnayis? Now, we know, Be'etzem, we know that Chanukah is mentioned in a Be'erach six different Masechtas. Six different Masechtas, I'll begin to list over here, Bar Metzia, Bikurim, different Masechtas that Chanukah is actually mentioned. Oh, but some Sofer in Gittin asked the kasha. Make a Mishnayis, make a Peret, make a Masechta, Masechta, Chanukah, whatever. With all the halachas and all the kinds of zaken, like every other Masechta and every other Yom Tov has, Pesach, Sukkot, Mecholot, Purim does. Think about it. Thank you. Mimela, sorry. Why Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not mention it in the Mishnayis as its own personal Perek or as its own personal Masechta? So, there's a Chidor, Rabbi Isai. The Chidor says, says the Chidor, that when the Rabbeinu wrote the Mishnayis, there was something called Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis, as you know from Talmud Gemaras that you have in Shas, is a list of all the times that it's usher to fast, because something mayudic happened on that day. So Mimela, since there was something called Megillas Tainis, there's no reason to write about Hanukkah, because Hanukkah was one of the days of Megillas Tainis that was usher to fast, because a mayudic that happened on it, and Mimela, there was no reason for Rabbeinu to write it. Now that's what the Chidor says. Al Kopanim, I found a very interesting answer in a sefer called Chut HaMeshulash. Tainim and Hagin also brings it, mayudic teretz, listen to this teretz. He says that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi actually was Masada, he made on Mishnayis, and he was from the Zera Shel David HaMelech. We know that Beit Chashmonoi took the Melucha from the Zera of David, and therefore, as covered the voice of, he didn't want to mention it because clearly there was a shtickle conflict over there. As we state in his Sefer Chut HaMeshulash. Oh, but the Chassam Sofer says Poshet.
What does it call
it? Yeah, well, they took it.
When?
Oh, they continued afterwards.
Well,
after the Beit HaMikdash. Now, the Chassam Sofer said Poshet. That's to come under all this longer to the Chassam Sofer. It's another Poshet to the Chassam Sofer. You know why? Because does it say anywhere in the Mishnah you've got to put on tefillin? No. Does it say anywhere you've got to put on tzitzis? No. What's the pshat? Poshet. Everybody knew it. So Mimela, they knew this as well. You know, you have to write it. It just happened. It just happened. The Mukul of Hanukkah happened. You start to tell people the Besad of Mishnah, oh, you got to write the Menorah because of Hanukkah. Come on. Remember it. You'll tell me what about Purim.
Yeah.
Purim, they put it. Very good kasha. Tell it to Poshet. Yeah. Purim was 400 years earlier. People have started to forget it.
Yeah, when that happened when you're writing this, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because that comes over there. What?
They
should have
wrote it.
No, because they didn't assume anyone's going to figure out. There's a Mashiach. Everyone says a Rebbe. Mamela goes right.
So wait, the reason
How about the story of
Hanukkah,
the women's
congress? I'm not going to the history now.
What was all the terrorists?
Because Rebbe Yehuda Anasi
was from the Zera of David,
and therefore... Therefore, the Beit Hashanah took the Melucha from Zera David, and therefore, as Kovod HaRoisov, he didn't want to mention it. This is the Sefer Chut HaMeshulash, brought in time, and Hogim wants to time it. Now, Rabbi Isai, let's go slightly more towards the Halacha Shailas. We know when it comes to the shaila of is there a chiyuv suda on Chanukah or not, common afkaminis that we'll speak about, and we'll mention the Ramah in a minute, but we'll get to drinking, big shaila, so we'll get to that also. But I want to speak about one akuda. The Mishnah Berurah Be'etzem tells us like this, that we know there was a difference between Purim and Chanukah. This is a davar yodua. What's the difference? Pashut. By Purim, the gezeira was on the goat. They wanted to kill the physical. They wanted to kill the goat of a yid. So Mimela, when we got out Yeshua from Purim, what do? We make a physical type of yontuf. A physical yontuf on our gut, drinking, eating, against a physical yontuf. Mash'enke, when it comes to Chanukah, the gzeira was never on the guf, it was on the nefesh. They didn't care if you lived as long as you want, just don't to Torah and Mitzvahs. Mimela, if the ganze Gzeira was on Ruchnias, wasn't on the Guf, it was on our spiritual being, our spiritual Guf, so Mimela, when we go to Yeshua on Hanukkah, there's no point making a Zeicha with Sudas and eating and drinking. Why? Because that wasn't what the Gzeira was on. Elamai, what do? We make a Yom Tov with Hallel, with Tfilas, with beautiful spiritual things, because that is what we got back on Hanukkah. That's what we received when we had the Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Isai, we can say a beautiful pshat. Listen to this pshat. Many different pshatim are given over here. But there's an avodah of Hanukkah that everybody knows, and we'll speak about it maybe near the time. We'll hear many shmuzin during the Hanukkah mesivas. Is Hanukkah is mesivas nefesh. That is the poshut pshat in Api Chassidus and Api Litvishus for him also. That Hanukkah be'etzim is a time for mesivas nefesh. What's the pshat? Rabbi Isai, let's think about it for a moment. Let's go back. Let's think about it for a minute. When it came to Purim, yeah, Haman makes a terrible gzeira. What does Mordechai do? What does Mordechai do? He fasts. He tells Klal Yisrael everybody's got to fast. He fasts. He sends Esrin as a shtickel. Ishtadlus, but he fasts. By Hanukkah, when the Antiochus made all the gzeiras, what did Chashmonaim do? Did they fast? Did they daven? No. They got up. They made an army and they started fighting. Rabbi said, "Poshad Akasha, how do you know when to fight? And how do you know when to make Yom HaTfilas and say Tehillim?" Because we see there's a difference between Hanukkah and Purim. So the Mahalakha said this, Rabbi Isai. When it comes on the guf in Gashmias, so you sit down, you open a sefer Tehillim, you ask Rabbi Yisrael to heal you, to make yourself better. When it comes to a fight on Ruchnias, when it comes to a fight on your Nefesh, on Torah and Mitzvahs and your Ruchnias, there's only one way to do it. Get up there and fight! It's not going to help you to go back to your room and go back to bed and say, "Oh, hope this will pass." You're going to get up there and you're going to fight back in the base medrash, God learning Torah, davening the whole thing. Memela Rabbi Isai, that was the pshat why they got up and fought over here. Why did they get up and fight? Why didn't they just do what Mordechai did? Make a Yom HaTfilah. No, because it's on our Ruchnius. That was as Ishtadlus. But the Ikezachas was the fasting. So Memela, when a person is stuck with a Shaila Ruchnius and they're coming to Chabbis Ruchnius, you got to get up there, back in the Mason Church, you got to get up and fight. That's what the Chashmonaim did. But basically, they say a Mordechai Kameisa. The Rabbi Chonon Wasserman once said, he heard this directly from the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim, Besoif Yomov of the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim said that when the Russians made gzeiras on the yeshivas and on learning and all these sorts of things, said the Chofetz Chaim, it's a chaval. Listen to the words of the Chofetz Chaim. It's a chaval that we didn't make an army of yeshiva guys and go out and fight the Russian army. Now, by saying what the Chofetz Chaim is saying is unbelievable. Listen to what he said afterwards. And we would have won. Now, everybody said the Russian army, and no one has to, you probably should know this. The Russian army, one of the heaviest, unbelievable armies that there is in the world. And the Chofetz Chaim said, "Chaval, we didn't make an army of yeshiva guys. And we'll go out, we'll fight the Russian army, and we will win." Now, everybody say, that was the bitochen. No, physically. The Chofetz Chaim had such a bitochen. He had a bitochen and a vada, he would win over the Russian army. And that was Matisseau, Rabbi Isai. Matisseau got up against the army that was going on over there. Rabbi Isai, it was positive. And maybe another time we'll discuss different methods that they had to fight. It was the most unbelievable fight. It was Poshet not Shaykh. Oh, but he got up and he said, "We're going to fight." It was pure mysterious nefesh. He probably knew they're going to be killed with Afal Pikim. We've got to do what we have to do. And that's what Hanukkah teaches us. Hanukkah teaches us that a person has to fight whatever happens. Have a talk on the Rabbi Isai. Go and fight spiritually, Ruchnius. Go back to Beis Medrash, go back to your Siddur, go back to your Tehillim, and that's the Yesod of Hanukkah. Now, Rabbi Isai, I once had a beautiful Zach. Why Taka did the Rabbi Yisraelim allow the Yevonim to even touch us? To go into the Beis HaMikdash, to destroy what they destroyed? I mean, what was the Pshat? Listen to this Yesod. I once heard this from Rabbi Lech Shlita, from Matisseau. Beautiful Pshat. He said like this: Imagine if a person has as a disease in his leg. Certain disease in his leg, he goes to the doctor. The doctor makes all the X-rays or thinks about all the options. The doctor says, "I have an option. Trust me." He goes over to the leg, smashes the leg. First, it breaks the leg. So the guy's like in pain and he doesn't know what to do. The doctor's coming back, and then he heals the leg. When he heals the leg, what do you say to the doctor? Do you say, "Thank you for healing my leg"? No. Right. You have to say, "Thank you for breaking my leg, because the breaking of the leg was the only way to heal the leg." So he said like this, It's the same Yisod over here. Sometimes the Yidden in Klal Yisrael get so bad spiritually, there's only one way to fix them up. And that is to break them spiritually at least, or maybe even physically sometimes. Once you've broken them, that's going to be the healing. And the Melech, when you say thank you to the Rabbeinu Shlolem, you don't say thank you for what? For the healing. You say also thank you for the breaking. There's a Shari Tshuva. Listen to the Shari Tshuva, Shabbos. The Shari Tshuva says that if a person goes through a certain sorrow and has a Yeshua, you've got to thank the Rabbeinu Shlolem also for the sorrow. Not only for the Yeshua. Not the fact that you got out good. For the sorrow that the Rabbeinu Shlolem gave you. Because if you don't understand that you needed the Torah, then you won't understand why you got the Yeshua. You have to thank the Rabbeinu Shlolem also for the Torah. Because he might say to the doctor, don't break my leg and don't heal me. You have to thank the Rabbeinu Shlolem also for the Tzar, and then you understand. And Rabbeinu the Sfas Emes says, that's Pshat, while on Hanukkah we do Halel V'Hoidah. One minute. That's how we do Halel V'Hoidah. What's the Pshat? He says, Halel is for the Yeshua. Hoidah is for being moida the Rabbeinu Shlolem for the Tzar that we went through. Because we're moida that we needed the Tzar in order to receive the Yeshua. Yeah. I'm not going through different situations, but in that situation, the Ma'aseh, the Shavu Tshuva, says Azoi, says Emma seems to say that Mahalach, Memele Nachanami. That's why on Chanukah we thank the Rabbeinu Shlolem for A, the Tzar, the Tzorah, and B, the Yeshua itself, and that's how we learn Pshat in the Lashon of Chazal. Now, Rabbi Say, what are we speaking about this for? Double poshet. Is there a chiyuv for a person on Chanukah to sit and eat a seuda? We know on Shabbos, we know on Yom Tov, maybe even Rosh Chodesh. But there are other times there's a chiyuv for gomel for a person to have a seuda. Purim, but the chiyuv to have a seuda. So what's the halacha of Chanukah? What din does it have? Basically, when you look around the Rishonim, you find some very interesting things that people don't know. Number one, there's a shitas haRambam. The Rambam says that Chanukah kiyadua is a day of simcha. Kamu Rishonim, right? Kamu Rishonim, the Shais and Shuvas of Rashba, Joshua's Lurat, the Machas of Vitri. They say that Hanukkah is like a Yom Tov. That's how you state in Kamu Rishonim. Now there's a Ravyor that has a Din Yom Tov, and mainly you need a Seuda with bread every day. That's how you state in Ravyor, one of the Rishonim. Now, the Briskerov wanted the Taina, that when the Rambam said that it's a day of Simcha, he doesn't mean a Simcha like a Yom Tov, like a Shabbos. He means it's lafuke a hesped. Don't make a hesped on a day of Chanukah because it's a day of Simcha. But a bada doesn't mean a suda. Again, some people learn nishta zoi, they learn the Rambam means Simcha gomo, and maybe a person has a chiyuv to have Simcha. Now, Shlomo Kluger, the Diviyatzi seems to go this mahalach also, and he wants the taina that you have to eat meat. Why? Ain simcha ele b'basa. Remember, there's a day of simcha every single day of Hanukkah. Could be according to Kama Poiskim, Rechaim Kluger, Difa Yatzit, Kazenberger Rebbe, is you have to eat meat on Hanukkah to be yetzer your din of simcha. Now, Rabbi, so let's take a look. Very interesting. In the Lashon of the Ramah. What's the Lashon of the Ramah? Right in the beginning of Hilchos Hanukkah, says the Ramah, in Simcha Tofesh Ayin, says the Ramah like this. Lashon Ramah, v'yeshayimim sheyes ktsas mitzvah b'riboy haseudos. Our Hashulchan also goes with this mahalach, and the Ramah is saying is a ktsas mitzvah for a person to have a riboy suda. And then he goes on to say that if a person sits at a suda and talks about the Rabbeinu Shlolem, talks about the Neis, sings mirrors, badai a suda mitzvah, right? Suda mitzvah, like Rav Scheinberg Zatzal used to say, if we knew what the chashivas of a suda mitzvah was, you know what we'd do? We'd go down on our hands and knees and the poshet lick every crumb from the floor from a Suda's mitzvah. That's how choshev a Suda's mitzvah is. And the Ramah saying on Chanukah, if you get together by your Rebbeim or your friends or your parents, whatever it may be, and you sit and you talk about the Neis or you sing Zmiris to Rabbi Nishalolam, that's called a Suda's mitzvah. But even without that, the Ramah says there's a Ksas Din Simcha even on Chanukah itself. Now we know the Ramah brings over here the famous minhag that everybody in Klal Yisrael tries to be mekayim, and that is we try to eat cheese on Chanukah, for the simple reason that Yehudis killed the general when the Neis happened a lot with cheese, and therefore Avada we try and eat cheese. If you come Achreinim, you only have to eat cheese once. That means to eat the cheesecake, as long as you eat it once during the 8 days of Chanukah, Yevada Yotza. Or if you get yourself one of those Meudika donuts with a milchiger flavoring inside, which is rather a shaila of Chalavi Pas, which is a shaila in Yehudis, and it's not exam, we're not going to get into right now.
Just
Chas v'sholim. Avada person mekai min klal Yisrael. It's put in the Ramo. Forget. We always say this every year, right? Right, Danny? Meidik. When it comes to Shmuz, everyone's busy with the cheesecake. Yeah. Why are they busy with the cheesecake? Because the Ramo says that Be'etzim Yunin Shtei Lechem. So the Hezhi Timsa, the Yunin Shtei Lechem, are the Ramo in Simon. There's some bitters. It's a bad that you need two breads. How do you have two breads? Maybe you can cheese in the middle. But get the ganza maisa. So what is the shmuz? To get the pimps to get to the two breads, but not for the cheese. Here the maisa, the Ramah says, the Indian is to eat the cheese. Famous. It's a shine in the choyin if you need tafshus or cholov. Cholov itself, cheese. I'm not going into it. But the maisa, by the way, we tried to make him minig klal yitzchol. Rabbi says, I saw Moedi Kazach. And the she'erish yisrael brings down. And if a person eat milchiks on shmuz, on Hanukkah, it's Kaporis Avonis. It's a school of a Kaporis Avonis. Mamish, I want for you. Mamish for you. The Bnei Soscha, listen to this. The Bnei Soscha says, that if a person eats milchiks on Hanukkah, it's a school of Refuah. Mamish Kazach. Refuah. And listen to this last one, because this one shocks most people. But boy, say, there's a behative in Simon Tof, Kuf, Chof, Tes. And the Behetiv says over there, listen to this, that if you have to look at the Ganser Loshen, the Behetiv is mashma that could be, there's a chiv drinking even on Hanukkah. Could be. I'm the Behetiv, machlekes achloim, how you learn the Behetiv, obalom again baita. Rabbi, I have 5 more minutes, let's please go baita. Next. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, which is one of the biggest shaydis that we have. The Gemara in Shabbos, that chuf, chof, gimel, omad base. Chof, gimel, omad base. Says the Gemara, Harogil b'neh, havim lo bonim talmidei chachamim. Harogil b'neh. What does it mean, Harogil b'neh? Right? Because this is Pashas Rashi says, they're talking about Ne Shabbos and Ne Chanukah. Mamish Negei to us. Harogil b'neh, you get bonim talmidei chachamim. What means Harogil b'neh? So, lo yedeh what our school says, but probably our school probably says something like, if you're habitual. Harogil, you always do it. Then, you're going to get bonim talmidei chachamim. But both say, there's a murder. Sorry? To light candles, which Rashi says is Shabbos and Hanukkah, you get bonim talmidei chachamim. Says the Torah. What means harogel b'neh? Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Torah. One of the Rishayim. You know what harogel b'neh means? A nice candelabra, a nice chanukiah, a nice menorah. That's what harogel b'neh means. The Meiri says a different pshat. Says the Meiri. You know what harogel b'neh means? Where the geshmak, a ganze geshmak zug the Meiri. Moses, look inside at the Meiri over there. Unbelievable. Half of a fella. Now, Rabbi Yisai. Avakasha, very simple question. Most people light Shabbos candles, and most people light Hanukkah candles. Why don't we see so many talmidei chachamim? If the Gemara tells us that if a person lights Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles, he will receive. It's a Gemara. It's not a shgula. It's a Gemara. It's a psak that you will receive bonim talmidei chachamim. So Rabbi Yisrael, again, Baruch Hashem, in this room, I see that the bracha was mekuyim in the Gemara. Oh, but not in every place that we have it in the ganze Welt. We have such people like you. So Mamela, we have a kasha. Where the bonim talmidei chachamim? What happened to the Gemara? So Rabbi Yisrael, I found two tirutzim. There's a snitzus of Rabbeinu Yitzchak bought in the safer straight at locket. He says poshut. He says avada navada. Everybody lights Shabbos candles. Everybody lights Hanukkah candles. But how many people do it properly with all the chumras and with all the diktukim mitzvah? They don't. They do meikadim. They do what it is to be yaita vaita. And we're going to see why. That's why somebody once came to me and said to me, "There's so many chumras in Hanukkah. You find chumras in Hanukkah. We're going to speak about it tomorrow. Which type of oil? Which type of wicks? Which type of klikantsa zachen? Because we're being yisrael zut, and that's the pshat why people don't get born into midah chumras. Because yeah, they do the mitzvah, but they don't do it how they should be doing it. I'll be all the gavaldiki who do him and the wonderful prati mitzvah. That's one deretz. Teretz number two, Rabbi Yisai. Teretz number two, listen to this teretz, because there's a famous Shari Tshuva that I'm sure all the Olim here have seen, and everybody has a different pshat with what's going on in the Shari Tshuva. Danny, you know the Shari Tshuva, I'm sure, very well. The Shari Tshuva brings, Santa Meisa, listen to this Meisa, he brings a Chesed Lavrom. Chesed Lavrom is the grandfather of the Chidah. And he says, it's Asa Gomel to light Hanukkah candles in eggshells. By the way, for what goes on in yeshiva, with different people do different things. We will speak about this halachas, but not now. Again, Shari Tshuva says he brings the Chesed Avram, and he says it's also gomel to light an eggshell. Now, basically, look at the Shari Tshuva there. There's absolutely no explanation for it. It doesn't say the reason why not. What's the issa? So I looked around to try and find what's going on. So I have in my house a sefer called Sefer Zikaron, right? And the Maaseh, they printed the Ksav Yad in the sefer of the Chesed Avram Tshuva itself. And he says, you know what the pshat is? It's a mind-boggling pshat. Most people that learn Shavuot, they didn't see the Shavuot Tshuva. If they did see the Shavuot Tshuva, they don't pshat. Listen to this. Mamish gavaldik pshat. He says like this. He says, you know the reason why you can't light an eggshell? It's because it has not got a din of a kli, of a utensil. Ah, you'll tell me there's not one place in Shulchan Aruch, in any halacha sefer, that says you need a kli for Ner Chanukah. Listen to this. He found an ancient manuscript of the Ravid, who said over there that Ner Chanukah has to have a din kli, and even though it's not mentioned anywhere, he heard it directly from Eliyahu Hanavi. As I state over there, and that's the reason why the Shaar Tshuva brings it down. Comes along with Moshe Sternbach and Tshuva van Hogres with the most unbelievable chap. And he wants to taina, this is the pshat where there's no Talmid HaChachamim nowadays. Because people are lighting wrong! How they're lighting wrong? Listen to what he says. He says like this, why don't we see Talmid HaChachamim? Because what we do is we light sometimes in glass caps and glass cups and all these sorts of things. Oh, but because they don't stand on their own, if you would take them down and put them on the table, often they have a round base, sometimes they have a little corner coming out over there. And we know from Hilchos Netilas Yadayim that if a kli doesn't stand by its own, it's not going to be in kli. The Gemara stand, but because of that, people are not yaitza properly, and therefore they're not getting the maila of Talmidei Chachamim. Now, Rabbi, I have to tell you, Kemal Alev Welt was Cholik on this Moshe Sternbach, this Gemara Menoch is not like him, and Anavada Navada, Avada, we are Yotza, so we don't even stand that Pshat in Ganson. But one thing I do want to speak about before we, so much halachas to do, but before we get to the actual halachas, is Be'etzem HaShayla. Maybe we'll leave this one for tomorrow. It's a Bebe Yisoyz to Gekasha. Bebe Yisoyz to Gekasha. And that is as follows. The Maisa, Maybe we'll just say one after Kuda. The Gemara is a lashon of harogel b'ner. What's a harogel b'ner? If you're harogel b'ner, there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv on every single person in Klal Yisrael to light menorah and to light Shabbos candles. So what's the lashon harogel b'ner? Says Rav Nosson Adler, the pshat is because avad and avad you have a chiyuv to light, and you can light one candle in your yitzah, say by Shabbos, say by Hanukkah. Abba, we love mitzvahs so much, we like to add things, we like to moisif, right? Harogil from the Gemara, that's Pshat in the Gemara, Harogil B'neh. Rabbi said, tomorrow I want one more shtick on Hakdama, and then we mamish have tons of halachas to do. And tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, I want to speak about the famous Kasha, which is, why does the Gemara tell us? And you go and ask somebody, what's Hanukkah? What's it going to tell you? The candles, the nace, the oil that they found in the Beis HaMikdash. So why is it, when we say Al HaNisim, in every benching, in every Shemini Esrei on Hanukkah, there's not one mention of the nace of the oil. And it's a tremendous, tremendous yisoid that we'll speak about Be'ez Hashem.